flipping coupons. Standing in line at 4 a.m. Buying five to get one free. Maybe it's me, but I don't think it should be that hard to save money. Which is why we made Geico.com so easy. Just a few clicks and you could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. And when you switch to Geico, you can do practically everything online. Report a claim, update your policy, even pay your bill. Click bam boom. Visit Geico.com today. Click bam boom. I'm rather fond of that one.
It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. It's time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour tonight. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend? Was with a Z. The call-in number, as usual, 646-727-3279. I repeat that in my Mexican, Texas voice, 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have never heard this show before, and those who are listening for the umpteenth time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the talented, the very lovely, the very beautiful, the knick-knack herself, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing this evening?
I'm fantastically wonderful.
Great.
And because of this, ladies and gentlemen, we live vicariously through you. We are broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Understand it, each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, it goes down. And because of you, the callers, the bloggers, the listeners, the learners, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And understand, tonight will be no different. It's about to go down.
Like that. Stop.
The chicken has been seasoned. Mm-hmm. The flour has been battered around that yard bird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we about to drop it in this grease, and the show is going to get hot.
And crispy.
Understand what's about to happen, folks. 5/11/11, May 11th, 2011. It's a Wednesday night. Here in the DFW, it's raining. Now, my folks locally should know they ain't got nothing to do.
Nathan.
You ain't got no excuse to get this verbal assassination that's about to happen on this topic. But before we do that, Miss Oatmeal, let's kind of recap and talk a little bit about what we talked about last week.
Okay.
In homage of the great Minister Reverend Dr. Tupac Shakur,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
The show was entitled "Wonder Why They Call You Fit." Did I just bleep myself? Ain't that crazy?
Right.
Well, "Wonder Why They Call," was the title of last week's show. And we had to just go off and let it be known, as always. So, folks, understand that you can always go back, listen to the previous show, click on the link, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend, and pick a variety of the shows that we've done this year. About 16, 17 weeks into the year,
mm-hmm.
about 16, 17 weeks of nonstop funk that has been come with the Realness 101,
mm-hmm.
and letting Andy Brown speak on it. Folks, I got to let you know, it's about to go down. Now, don't hate. Don't get mad. Don't get upset. Just be ready to understand tonight's topic. Because we've heard in music.
Uh-huh.
We've heard in friendships.
Right.
We've heard it just in natural dialogue going back and forth. But a lot of people don't want to talk about it. You, me, and he. What are we going to do, baby? I mean, that's just being real with folks.
Well,
what's the whole meaning of all this? I know I stuttered with it, but I want to talk to you about it. Hit your folks up on Twitter. Hit your folks up on Facebook. Hit your folks up on Justin.TV and let them understand this is how we get down. We're going to talk about a real topic tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And before we get the show started, let's just let you know that today's show was brought to you in part by LB's Barber and Beauty. It's located in Funkytown, Fort Worth, Texas, 7409 John T. White Road. The phone number to reach my man LV is area code 817-457-4650. And he is the CEO of LV's Barber and Beauty Salon. Go ahead and get your line fired, ladies and gentlemen. They'll get you edged up. My man Mike is second in command, and Mike comes with the real. He'll tell you what's going down while you sit in his chair and get your head done right.
Right.
So, Ms. Oatmeal, talk to us a little bit about tonight's topic. What are you thinking when it comes to mind? You, me, and he.
I think about a couple in a relationship or in a marriage,
uh-huh.
and there's a third party. Either she's cheating or he's cheating, or it might be something that's okay.
Right.
For someone to have a outside mister or mistress.
Mm.
And these days, hey, they just bring them on into the bedroom. Could be an agreement. They could be swingers. So that's what I think about when I hear you, me, and he.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think about the Entume song as well, you know, you, me, and he, what are we going to do?
Right.
Yeah, I think about that.
Well, it's not necessarily always about the music. I mean, we've seen it portrayed so many times over. Because, you know, there's just many relationship scandals out there. We know that. People have just become complacent with, you know, having somebody on the side. You know, you'll see it in shows like Desperate Housewives. What's another one of those shows I can't think of offhand?
I don't know, but just like I said, you know, it's like different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either they're okay with having someone on the side, or they're just comfortable.
Right.
You know, even in a committed relationship or a marriage, which is having that outside person, you know, or it's something that, you know, they agree upon.
Right.
And they're either both in the act, or it's just, you know, what you call a open relationship.
An open relationship. So you mean pretty much what goes on is they got somebody that they sneak and freak with and then take it on back to the crib and lay their head on their pillow next to that significant other.
Yes.
That helps them pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, it's not like they don't have a good spouse at home. It's not like they don't love their children. It's not like they don't have a beautiful household. What happens is somehow through all of this, they tend to feel trapped, bored, powerless, lonely. I mean, somebody else or something else has come along to fill the void, so to speak. But it's just so much craziness goes on. I think about that movie, Unfaithful, if you remember that, Richard Gere, Diane Kane.
Okay.
Diane Lane, rather, I'm sorry. Now, they did a good job of talking about this. Because in the movie, Diane Lane's character plays a very happy housewife. Now, she cheats on her husband, but, you know, because of things happen to encounter with this other person, she's drawn to him, stays there, neglects her family at times, but she doesn't leave. She doesn't say anything about it. It's her little secret. It's crazy. So we're going to deal with that. Let's just discuss this in detail, folks. HowWasYourWeekend.com, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number tonight is 646-727-3279. It's crazy. Miss Omi was talking about music, so to speak, you, me, and he. We also remember the old school jam, Secret Lovers. Now, I'm not leaving this person I got right here, but I really want to spend some time with you. This is crazy. Folks, it happens. You're putting yourself at a lot of risk. You know, can't say I'm exempt because I've done it before. Why did I choose to do it? You know what? I was satisfied with the young lady I was with. It was easier to get along in my household, but there was always somebody else that gave me a sense of peace, like to do the fun things I like to do, but I may not have really liked everything about that other person. I just liked some of the stuff they had to offer at the time. Now I can go back home and do my thing and spend time with my lady, but I kept that other person on the side for a long time, and it maintained a sense of, let me tell it, stability, because I had my own doing my thing at the house. But yeah, when I wanted to step away because I was in a position to travel, do my thing, and move around a little bit, hey, I was cool. Got away with it, so I didn't have to come clean on that. Why do you think people have secret lovers, Ms. O'Meara? Let's talk about that.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. You said you were happy. You said you were happy with what you had at home, or you had somebody at home that really didn't do anything wrong. You just wanted to dip because you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that she basically wanted to have your cake and eat it too?
Well.
Or, you know, where you were at that point in your life and where you are now, if you had that same individual who you were happy with, would you dip?
Well, the cake at home was fair, but I didn't always like to eat cake. I chose to be a little candy man, if you will, at times. So the cake was okay at home. So the candy was the best part about everything else because it was an added treat
okay. To
what I already had at home. So that kind of answers that question on that end. And I'm sorry, your other question again?
Well, I'm thinking that in most cases
mm-hmm.
that people bring in a third party.
Right.
Because they may be lacking something at the home front. Or maybe everything was all good and then sometimes things change.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because why would you even get and be in a serious relationship with someone that you weren't totally into? That's where people fail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can understand if they changed or they shut down and they were like, okay, no more sex because whatever reason. And you felt like that wasn't right. And you were still doing everything that you were supposed to do at home. Now, I'm not condoning cheating. I'm just trying to figure out ways why people do it, why they bring in a third party. If someone is being unfair in the relationship, then that probably would pose you to go out and go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or what you're supposed to do is, if you can't work it out, then move on, because obviously that person is not for you if they're not willing to compromise in the right situation.
Usually what tends to happen is it's easier, and I know this sounds crazy, but it's easier to reach out and have the other individual with you on the side than it is to go through the headache and the hassle of splitting up and going through the problems at home. People just tend not to talk about it. If I let that issue stay where it is and I know that this person is not going to change, even though we've talked about it and they just choose not to address that issue, whatever the case may be, then you really have no need to even, your mindset is like, why bother? Let me just go out and fill this void, like you said. I can just take care of this with this other person.
Because there's a communication factor that's going on, obviously.
Yep. And the person who does the cheating is usually the person that chooses not to communicate. Believe it or not.
Okay.
You, me, and he, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. I want to hear what the fellas have to say about this. So we're going to get the street knowledge man himself to come in and chime in on this particular topic. As you know, folks, we broadcast nationwide. We're here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and we're going to go to that man that can tell us what's really going on, the street hustler himself out of that Kansas City. Eric E. Dub Wilson is in the house. Eric, what's going on, man?
What's up, Andy Brown?
Hey, what's happening, bro?
My brother, I'm doing hot fine. How about Miss Oatmeal Brown? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, E. Dub?
All right. Why you sound like you're in the bathroom?
Like I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, you sound like you in the bathroom, like you across the street.
It's raining
anyway.
Out here, baby.
Anyway, only you, me, and he, man. Hey, check this out, right? That's a lot of that, in my opinion, is more common right now than ever. Because I ain't going to say there's a lot of ladies, but there's a lot of fellas, too. You know what I'm saying? They more or less, you know, they more or less like, okay, if I can have this cake and eat it too, and everybody happy, then it's cool. That's going to continue going on until somebody start choosing up on being like, nah, I'm tired of this. See what I'm saying? And then we move into the other topics that we had before. Now, see, some of these young ladies, they don't want, you know what I'm saying, the hassle of having to deal with a man for real. So they got them a little cat, you know what I'm saying, they get at every now and again or whatever, and he's still kicking in, see it, so be it. But then yeah, you have a lot of ladies that be like, yeah, she ain't shit. But how come, you know, they ain't player hating? They wish they could do it. They just ain't never had the game to do it. You see what I'm saying? So it's to each they own. If it don't affect my life, ride with it.
Now, what does that mean exactly? If it doesn't affect your life,
because we have a lot of people. Now, don't get me wrong on the care and concern about a lot of things. We get ourselves involved in so much other people's business and what they got going on or whatever, and worried about them. Instead of worrying about better than ourselves.
Okay.
You dig what I'm saying? So, we, you know, unless you just a perfect person, you a guy, you ain't never through working on yourself. Now, is that being selfish? Yeah. Because self is first preservation. So, naturally, on that you, me, and he, everybody is, you know, well, at least two of them more are thinking about what she is. I got my cake and eat it too. As long as they keep kicking in, I'm good. You know, but it's only always one on the bad side that's not receiving nothing. And they thinking they getting it. Well, they getting something, but they not getting the total package.
Oh, I see. So you just
it's always one. But then, Andy, what do you do when all this done come to a head now? That's where the swingers come in at. Swingers, if they up front with it, it's not cheating.
Right.
See what I'm saying? It's not cheating. They up front, like I think Ms. Oakville commented on that. They it's up front or open relationship, if you will. Now, we can kick it or whatever, but I want my options open. That's, you know, that's how it's going to. It's open bid season now. It's like the stock market.
Okay. So is there some type of emotional factor that kicks in on this and says, you know what, I'd rather have it this way than just deal with this one person at home?
Well, a lot of it, yeah. See, a lot of it starts out that way. Then when the feelings start kicking in, that's when all the temple falls down.
Aha.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you stick to the rules that was laid out, and everybody know they roll, it'll go on for a long time till somebody decides they tired. and it ain't feasible for each other, or they got a better option, they got a better contract. You see what I'm saying? That's all. It's business. It's just business. That's all it is, bro. It's business and survival in the same breath.
Business and survival. Okay. Now, let me ask you this, man. We're going to break it down for the folks on the phone line tonight.
With a slight entertainment.
I want to know this. You know, what type of situations can, when you mention those emotions and feelings, what type of situations influence our emotions and bring out the necessity to want to step out in this type of behavior? You know, what is somebody doing that's going to make them say, you know what, I feel the need to step out on this person and act on it and keep somebody on the side and maintain their relationship on the side rather than just say, you know what, me and you ain't working, we ain't going to make this happen, you going to stay over there, I'm going to go my way, we're going to call it even, and I'm just going to be with somebody else. But that's not it.
That's the right way to do things. That is the right way to do things. You know, people have gotten so far off base because the third person, you know, the outside person is comfortable with being with somebody that's in a relationship because either they feel that it's more comfortable for them,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they're getting more perks from the female perspective. If you're going to cheat, I mean, if you're going to talk to a man who's in a relationship or has a wife, he better be treating you extra good.
Okay.
I don't know, and haven't seen too many females from back in the day to even now that would put themselves out there in risk talking to a man or being in a relationship with a man who's in a relationship already or married if they're not getting some perks.
Hmm.
You know, he's coming with some rent or some car note. He's definitely keeping her. There's no, unless she just got somebody that he's hitting off on the side, but because he's married or in a relationship, he does go the extra mile. And because females like that kind of stuff, that's what keeps them drawn in to this individual who's already in a relationship versus the single cat.
Mm.
Because that man that's already committed to somebody knows the game, so he knows the card that he has to play.
Right. And it goes vice versa because females do it too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let that situation fool you, fellas, because sometimes the ladies can play that game as well. You know, and I'll be honest with you, I dated a woman, and I didn't even know she was in a relationship at first when we first got together.
Uh-oh.
You know, we did our thing, you know, at night, and, you know, she would just run off in the middle of the night as if the pumpkin was going, you know, the carrot was going to turn back into a pumpkin in the morning. And I didn't mind because I was like, well, hey, you know, no big deal, no commitment here. But she said something to me, E, one night that blew my mind, and at first I didn't know how to take it, but then I didn't bother me. You know what she said to me, E?
What'd she say, bro?
She jumped up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, my goodness. If I don't get home, she's going to kill me.
What? She said, if I don't get home,
She's going to kill me. I had to take a look at my home, think about what just happened and what I just heard. So at first, I didn't make a move. So I said, okay. And honestly, my man, it went on like this for roughly months, let's say. Because she lived with a woman.
Mm.
And she was with me. So what happened was the home life was all right, bro. The home life was good. The bills were paid on time. The mortgage was never late. Savings was there. Everything was right. But I wasn't in a place to come on in and take over the mortgage. So she stayed playing and kept me on the side. And did I mind? Absolutely not. Would you?
Nah, a little stinky on the dinky is always good.
So the whole atmosphere was flipped because the whole situation became you, me, and he on the flip side. Because
except
the other
it was
woman
a shoot.
Yeah. I know something's different in this relationship, but I'm not gonna say anything.
Wow.
Because I know to me. I don't know what
so
you do when I'm gone. But
so,
while I'm
so,
here, that's the queen that I'm supposed to be. Wasn't
right.
expecting this come. Y'all better text somebody right now and tell them to chime in on this one. We're talking real tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. So let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
What if she would have said, he's going to kill me? Would that have changed things?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because in my younger 20s, I had the sense of knowledge and thinking that I was a shade under invincible. You know what I'm saying? I was looking good. I was smelling good. I was paying my bills. The car was nice. I was okay. So it didn't matter who it was, whether it was a husband or another guy, as long as I didn't bring it to their house, you know, with gentleman's courtesy. Because the relationship is what it is. It was between us. And I didn't mind because I had nothing to lose.
That's true.
And all the different
727-3279. E-Dub has chimed in on the topic, ladies and gentlemen. You, me, and he. Let's talk about it tonight. Take it up north, if y'all don't mind, and take it to the ever-loving darling Nikki, who's chiming in from Detroit. Rest in peace to the big man, Robert Tractor Trailer, for a University of Michigan star. Nikki, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, family? What's going on tonight, y'all?
How's it? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, E? What's up, Miss Oatmeal?
What's happening?
Well, I guess we're basically talking about selfish, immature, commitment phobe, whorish, for lack of a better term, people. I mean, that's the only way I can describe anybody who's in a relationship and they decide, well, I'm not getting what I need out of this relationship. So instead of, you know, being honest, which is so lacking these days, and mature about the situation, people like to have a plan B or an exit plan, as if that is somehow going to prevent them from being hurt. I never understood the whole, you know, chick or dude on the side, you know, just in case this doesn't work out over here, I got this person over here. It's never going to work out with either one of them. I don't understand why and how people do that. I just never understood it. And for the person that's creeping with somebody and you know they have somebody, you going to hell too.
here's the thing about that, Nikki. You mentioned something about commitment phobe. They're not leaving the home. They're committed to staying.
No, they're not. That's not a commitment. See that, and this is a argument I have with people all the time. That is not a commitment. That is not a commitment. You can. This is why people can go on and on about, you know, being in love with two people at the same time. Yeah, you can be in love with two, three people. You can have warm and fuzzies for five, six people at a time. The issue is, and the challenge is, can you and will you commit? You're not committed to anything. You may be committed to the lifestyle. You may be committed to, at the end of the day, making sure you have someone to go home to. But you damn sure are not committed to a relationship if you have somebody on the side. You're committed to having it your own way. You committed to having your cake and eating it too. That's what you're committed to, self. Because there's no way, you know, that you can even justify having a man or a woman at the house and you just, for whatever reason, you just decide to dip out. I'm going to do me. Oh, he's not doing X, Y, and Z. He's not paying me any attention emotionally, so I'm going to get what I need from this dude over here. So, you know, at the end of the day, people just really need to figure out what it is that they want and not be afraid to ask for it. I think that's where we go wrong in relationships too. You know, people that are doing right in relationships, you know, you may find it hard to tell that man who's working a 12 to 13, 14-hour shift a day, maybe working two jobs to try to help ends meet, that he's not paying you enough attention. You don't feel sexy around him. You know, sometimes people are afraid to ask for what they need and want out of a relationship. And then if you do, and it comes at the wrong time, it's like, oh, I don't even feel like dealing with this. Oh, boy, at the job and giving me the winky wink, I'm going to go ahead and do lunch for him. So
let me ask you a question.
It's a slippery slope.
Can I ask you a question? What about if you saying the person don't tell their needs or whatever, or scared to tell what they want? What if their expectations are too high? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's a lot of people living out here still in this fantasy world that Millie D. Williams is getting ready to come and just swoop them up at any day. I mean, so.
Well, for me, I think both men and women can live in fantasy worlds. And a lot of that has to do with what we see, what we expect, and then what we actually get. So it's three different levels to deal with that on. And, you know, for the most part, I really can't say I don't have any of those sisters who have that, like, I call it the 100 must-have things. You know, you have to have a PhD, you have to make six figures, you have to have a 745, you have to have a six-pack. I don't really have any of those friends, but I know those women exist. That's why so many single sisters. Now, I do understand that. But on the flip side of it, brothers sometimes have the same unrealistic expectations. If you've been with Cinnamon the stripper for 3 years, and she's been swinging off the bedroom, you know, lamppost, everybody ain't getting ready to be doing that.
I agree. So that's what I'm saying. That's why this is going on, because what folk are doing are trying to piece together to make one person.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So I go out when I want to feel, you know, if he want to feel like a man, he going to get this broad. Or she want to feel like a queen, she go out with this dude. Or accept this guy's phone call. Or, you know what I'm saying? And it all boils down to the, like I said before, it's a contract. It's only business until the next best deal come through, those that are doing it. You know, then you even have brothers out here or sisters out here that be like, man, damn, I think I should have reconsidered about this shit here. I didn't sign up for this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
people are getting into relationships on the hope factor, which of thinking somebody is going to change, when if there's certain things about that individual that you know you really can't stand, if you just really can't stand it, why even go any further?
You know why?
Relationship, you know you've got issues with this individual. You know, you can't always want to have what you want when you want it, because you might suffer some consequences.
You're right. Agree
with, you know, what the main factor is. The main factor is people don't value the rules and regulations of being married in a committed relationship. Because if you did, then you wouldn't cheat. You wouldn't want to bring in a third party, and you wouldn't be dipping out. Both parties have to work hard at making one another happy, and it can be possible. It's not a Millie D. Williams fantasy or Holly Berry fantasy. It is the right way to do things. So if both parties are on the same track, really, truly on the same track, because you're going to get bumps, but you got to know how to work through them. You got to know how to communicate.
I think that if a man, because this
person ain't acting right, so I don't want to act right. I don't want to continue to act right, and then they doing the fool. What they do to fool, dump them on their head. Continue with your life until the next person comes around that's right for you.
I don't think people know how to commit anymore, though. That's the problem. People don't know what it is. Most of them grow up in a home where a commitment is, and they don't have examples. People really don't understand what it takes to be in a marriage and a committed relationship. It's not, you know, the wedding is for the people. You know, the wedding and the reception, that's for your friends and your families. The marriage, that's for you and him. So, and that's where people usually go wrong. You have to know that it ain't all roses. It's not going to be perfect every day. It is two people who have each other's back no matter what. And, you know, and when it comes down to it, you know, it's me and you, ride or die. And people don't understand, for whatever reasons, that switch hasn't clicked in people's head that, you know what, it's me or you. you know, good times, bad times, sickness and health, to death do us. It's me and you. And people, for whatever reasons, don't understand and get that anymore. You are going to get hurt. It is inevitable that it is a part of life. It grows you up as a person and it matures you. You are going to get hurt. It's inevitable. But you, what you have to do is find it in your heart to forgive people, depending on what the offense is, and figure out if you can be in a relationship with this person. Because there is no one person on this earth that can guarantee they will never hurt you. They don't
right.
exist because we're all human. So if no person can give you that guarantee, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think people should just confess to having someone else?
What do you mean? I come home from work and you like, baby, I need to talk to you? Or do you mean from jump?
I mean, listen, look, know that you got to go out and sneak and freak with somebody else. Should you tell them up front about it? Or let's say you even do it. Instead of keeping the secret for however long, how you going to do it, did you go ahead and tell them, hey, you know what, look, I'm together, but I got somebody on the side. We either going to work this out or we going to leave. Is that not like just being too much like right? I mean, talk about it.
No, I mean, to me, you just need to be honest. And,
out there that do that. I mean, situations, you know, in relationships where that happens. I mean, even when there's relationships when a man is cheating on his wife and he does it for a long time, to me, ain't no way in the world that she would be able to tell me that she don't know that. Or does not sense.
Yeah, we know from jump. Both men and women know at some point that they are being cheated on. The signs are there. You know, it depending on the type of relationship you have and how close you guys are and what you know about each other, you instinctively know when a man or your man has cheated on you. Now, on the flip side of that, women who are in a relationship with these men and they – and, I hope I'm not breaking the sister code, but if you're cheating with a married man, you really not a sister of mine anyway, so I'm going to just say it. If a dude approaches you and, you know, depending on what his conversation is about, you can almost tell if he's in a relationship, especially a marriage. And the only reason I say that is because his conversation is usually so refreshing, so different, so off the mark that this man has not had this conversation with an unfamiliar woman in a long time. So everything about him just clicks. Everything is perfect. You almost can pretty much tell. And what do we do? What do some women do? Play the role like, oh, I didn't know he was married. Why not? Did you get his home number or you got his cell phone? Have you ever been to his house? How long did it take y'all to go out?
Whoa. Everybody just don't give out they address
I'm talking about over a period of time. Women know when they meet a dude, and if that's their MO to meet a dude that's married, they like to play the role. Oh, I didn't know he was married. Now I'm all caught up, and now I can't break up with him. You knew his ass was married when you hadn't been to his house in a month. Okay?
I want to tell you what reason why a lot of this is so acceptable in my eyes, you know.
What?
Right now. I'm going to tell you something. You can talk that shit about honesty all your ass want to, but when the light bill come, it don't say be honest. It say give me my damn money. So
okay.
A lot of folks ain't got no, they done lost their jobs. Peter,
oh, so you basically saying they out here sleeping around the gas
money. Hold up. Listen now. I'm still on the you, me, and E. Hold up. People done lost their jobs or whatever. So a lot of folks is thinking real rational and real crazy. They're like, well, see, hey, I love my husband, but if this nigga gonna give me this money, we in need, I'm gonna take it. I might have it, you know.
Hey, and that's just a lesson. That's just a myth lesson.
You don't know everybody's situation.
I don't care about the situation. If you're gonna whore yourself
right,
out for the
right
deal,
right. You don't care about the situation because you might be in a little better situation than they are. You see what I'm saying?
Doesn't mean I've always not been though.
It's probably better than the outcome of what the white folks gonna do. Excuse me, folks. but it's on the news and everything, and it's a fact. Say you're going to leave a white, be honest and say you're going to leave a white man, see what happens. Your ass going to be in the river.
Let me say this, E.
A lot of people cannot handle the truth. A lot of people can't handle the truth. A lot of people can't handle hurt. They handle things differently. A lot of people are real weak. A lot of people are just snap and go off the edge or whatever. You don't know what can happen. So, therefore, each situation is real touchy and different. Now, I respect your opinion that, yeah, it is wrong for it to happen. But we in a society right now that folks are just trying to survive. You know what I'm saying? They spending so much time on this Bin Laden crap that they just ain't giving him what he want. I mean, we have problems like now. You know what I'm saying?
I was saying we have
problems like we're talking about tonight.
You said last week that you a man. If he ain't a man, you know, if he loses his job, you need to go out there and throw some papers. You need to take care of your business. You need to take care of your business. What you're saying is the dude is weak, and so she don't want the light bill to be turned off, so she cheat with this dude.
I'm giving you a scenario. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm preaching on, scenario. I'm not saying I know an actual incident like that. I'm just saying that we don't know people's situations and why they do shit. So therefore,
right.
I'm speaking on the you, me, and he. That could be one situation. Why? You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of women out there living by their damn self because of these punk-ass niggas done left and did their bullshit, or the women could have been tripping on some bullshit that happened before they got together. They can't live with it, so they got to leave. Who knows? Let's get on the phone line and find out why some of those cheat, why some of those have been
cheating. Struggle is nothing new for our people. We've been struggling for 500 years. So it's not like, and I understand that, but it's not like, you know, this thing called a recession just came out the blue. Anytime mainstream America catches a cold, black folks catch the flu. So this thing that we're dealing with, does anybody remember the 80s with Reaganomics when crack first hit the communities? This is nothing new that we are dealing with. So my point is, for whatever reasons, it's just easier for us to sell our souls to the devil to get the mortgage paid. Hell, let them come get the house. It's probably cheaper for you to let that one go and get one in foreclosure anyway. Let them come get the bins. Go ahead and get you a little focus to save on that gas. And the problem is we're so focused on things that we are forgetting about people. So what, your lights might get cut off? So what, your house might go into foreclosure? So what, your car might be repossessed? There is a lesson to be learned when you have what's called stickability. When through hell and hot water, you decide, you know what, right is right and wrong is wrong. Damn what the situation looks like, I know where I'm going. I'm not going to sell my soul to the damn devil for the sake of for some stuff. Because guess what? The mortgage coming again next month. So what, you going to go out and find somebody else to sleep with? Guess what? Rent coming again next month.
Money coming.
Yeah, hope. And you better hope he ain't got two or three other people on the payroll in addition to you. Because the money will run short.
Exactly. But that's
coming a hot, hot one. I love it. You, me, and he.
Eddie Brown. Where's the cheetahs at? Let's get them on the line. Where the cheetahs at? They know they out there listening. Get on the phone line. Y'all know y'all cheating.
They know what's going on. And you know what? Some of these, now I'm going to let y'all know. Y'all can call in with anonymous names. And just go ahead and tell the story. Hey, this is Jurenberg. This is Tanya, when your name really is Crystal. It's okay. This is going to be real about the situation, ladies and gentlemen. Big shout out to my man, Mike Hopp at True Family Entertainment.
TFE.
It's where a new sound of music is for our generation and is living. So follow the captain in his ship, Mr. Iron Mike Hopp. Go to TrueFamilyENT.com and understand about this new music drive, ladies and gentlemen. It's the realest, and I'm a part of that True Family. That's just being real with you.
One love.
Tonight's topic, ladies and gentlemen, you, me, and he. E-Dub is sounding off in Kansas City. Nikki is letting them have it and tell them the real situation from Detroit, Michigan, that is. Miss Oatmeal is here in Dallas, Texas with me, and we keep the realness going on. Folks, if you're on the phone line and you want to chime in on the topic, press option 1. But call the phone number, 646-727-3279. Text your family, hit your Facebook friends up, go ahead and Twitter about this topic, because you know somebody that's been involved with this.
Now, Andy, you know this is one of those topics where it's kind of hard for people to actually express the real.
You know what?
In fear of maybe being one of these individuals that we're talking about. So, you know, we're here to let them know what it really is all about. Because this is one of those topics where I expected it to just be the panel to be talking. Because I knew people were going to be kind of scared because they might have been one of these people or they may be one of these individuals right now. And like E-Dub said, you don't know what somebody's situation may be, but as Nikki states and how I feel, it is what it is. Commitment is commitment. It's not a strong commitment if you got a dip.
Mm.
And that's just what it is. But, you know, I can't say that I have been faithful my whole entire life because I haven't.
You're not married. You're single to be married. No, I'm just like
I'm not married. But I had to still figure out what it really meant to be in a committed relationship with and finally grow up and mature into knowing what it is that I really wanted. It took a while. And I may have passed up a few good guys along the way.
Recycle. Recycle.
But you know, hey, they may be looking at me like, she might dip. She, you know, if I'm not doing what she want me to do, she gonna get out and get it from somebody else. You know, I'm keeping it 100. That has been said about me way in the past, maybe about 10 years ago, because I was that type of individual. But what I didn't do was get married or have anybody pressure me into being in that type of relationship where I knew I had the tendency to want to go elsewhere if I didn't get what I wanted with the person I was with.
I mean, that's something that you really have to look at, folks, because you make that conscious decision whether or not you want to commit to that person solely, monogamously, or not. It's up to you. Now, I used to, you know, actually work with people when I was in corporate America that made the commitment to say, you know what, I don't really want to be with just you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be with other people.
Okay.
And they let it be known that if we're going to be together, we're going to have to swing. Because I still want to, and I know people like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I won't put their names out for them tonight. Not tonight. I just got saved last night, so I'm going to be real with it. You know what I'm saying? On blast tonight, but understand that they work together in the same environment. Like they punch the clock at the same place. They rode in separate cars, but they were together as a couple. Now, whatever's going on in that household, can't really tell you what's going on, but I know that they decided as a couple, I want to sleep with other men, he wants to sleep with other women. We're going to have to live that life in order for us to keep and maintain this household. Trust and understand these lines, and I know you good. But for those that don't call in, oh, baby, it's our show, and I will talk about your business. Understand that. Why? Because they ain't listening no way. I might as well say what's on my mind. Now, is that nasty? No, I don't really know if it's nasty. I really can't say that.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's what I was with. I didn't have anything deep to say, but that was nasty.
How long that quote-unquote relationship is going to last, because I myself, if my wife, fine as she going to be, decides to tell me I want to sleep with somebody else, whether or not you're there or not, I'm choosing him. As old girl chose Goldie instead of Pretty Tony back in the Mac, for those of you all who should have seen this movie, understand this. She chose to be with somebody else in a quote-unquote committed relationship. So they're bringing somebody else into the table, into the bedroom, whether it's together or separate. But you got to understand this. Do you really want to deal with that, knowing that somebody is laying the stroke down to your lady, and you cool with that? Well, what if she hit that spot that you didn't hit since Clinton was in office? Or what if their relationship got so heavy that if things got a little out of control, they didn't come to you and talk about it. They went to the other person. Or when the kids wanted to talk about certain things, they don't look at you, Daddy, anymore. They look at the other guy because that's who Mommy talks the most about. You, me, and he. What are we going to do about it, folks? Chime in on this topic. If you have the realness to talk about it tonight, press option one if you're on the phone line, 646-727-3279. Miss Oatmeal, talk to us about that right there.
Okay. I'm going to bring it like this. Say you're married and you've been married for 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Okay.
And you're going through a rocky point. Nobody's perfect. We're talking about reality. Reality. I don't care if you're going to church, whatever you're doing, you're trying to live your life right. You and your wife is trying to do the damn thing, right? But y'all going to a very rocky point, and you guys don't want to get a divorce. But you come to an agreement that y'all going to have a little separation, and you're going to see other people. Now, what do you say about that? Because, see, nobody's perfect. So no sin is greater than the next, right?
Right.
So if y'all drinking or smoking, but then you decide that you guys agree to having a little separation. I mean, I know you'd be taking a risk because somebody could come in and take your wife away or take your husband away. But if you guys both have this agreement to separate and see other people, now this happens with individuals who are married and go through their rocky point and separate. They're able to see other people. I've seen people do that and get back together.
Wow.
So what do you say about that?
Well, You can either, as Goldie would say, handle like some gentlemen, or get into some gangster shit.
Because reality is that may happen. That may happen. That may happen to you. It may happen to me.
My husband ever comes and tells me he wants to separate so he can figure out basically if he loves me or if he, because that's it. Really what we're talking about is we're going through a rough patch. Let us separate from each other to see if the grass is greener on the other side. Because when people get back together, that's what they figured out. The grass is greener on the other side. Nobody just told you how much fertilizer it takes to get it that green. So what we're talking about is we've been ventured off paths. We went our separate ways. We've broken the covenant that we made to God only to find out what we pretty much already knew, that there ain't nothing out there, and now we're back with each other. And no sin is greater than the other, but the consequences are. Your friend asks you, do I look fat in this dress? Girl, no, you straight. No, and she looked like, some biscuits that then bust out the can. But if you commit adultery or if you step out on your husband and you step out on your wife, yeah, that sin is no greater, but those consequences, though, that building of that trust back up again, that, running the risk of getting somebody pregnant or coming home with some disease, something that you can't cure.
Mm-mm. Right.
Mm-mm. If he tells me we need to separate, we either need to seek counseling or we need to go ahead and because separating is one thing. But if we're separating with the goal of seeing other people, no, we may as well either go to counseling or get ready to go ahead and get a divorce. Because what I'm not going to do is wait for you to figure out if you love me enough to be able to want to stick this thing through. Mm-mm.
Hold that thought. I want to ask my man Dub one quick question while he's on the line. E, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, let me ask you this, since we're talking about the topic, you, me, and he, kind of what Nikki said just a little bit there, but I want to take it a step further. Does there seem to be a sense from some couples that you know, being comfortable with cheating and knowing that they're cheating is okay?
Yeah. Mm. Because, you know what, an old lady broke this down to me years ago. She said, you can't measure it, so you can't miss it.
You can't do what?
You heard me. You can't measure it, so you can't miss it. How do you know what's gone?
Wow.
That comes from an old school chick, which I've always said before, women are the best teeth. Now, I'm just saying, you know, we all know what's right and wrong. We all done went through it. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as different situations, like we said before, different scenarios, just speaking like the young lady said, they separated to end up back together. Fortunately, that's good. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think for real, with a lot of people, they said, you know, I don't think if somebody even used a rubber or whatever and cheated outside the relationship, if that would still be acceptable. No. Even though, yeah, you're going to use protection, but, you know, can I accept you? No. Just be the same thing I feel if somebody comes out and say, look, just like he did, he may not have wanted to see nobody else. He wanted to see if he really loved her. However it go down, whatever excuse is used, it's just that was his situation.
Now, so, I want to tell you, when you talk about those situations, I wonder how the other person feels when they find out or have a sense of understanding. If you follow us on Facebook and you see the page, How Was Your Weekend?, you may have seen the text of the conversation with a friend of mine that I had today about, you know, are you going to talk about that situation where old boy got caught cheating and his girlfriend found out it was a dude? You know, what
Ooh.
Happened?
It was Tyrone.
You don't understand whose show this is. I'm going to talk about their situations. Because they don't want to talk about it and face the real. I'm going to talk about what's going on. I won't say no names today. But we're going to let it be known and understand. See, the brother stepped out on his lady. And she had the inkling, maybe he's not spending as much time with me, but that's the only thing. He's just not spending time with me. We're doing all the same things, but I don't get to spend as much time with him as I used to. So what tends to happen? She didn't understand why he would just want to spend time with the guys as much. Well, you've seen the movie cover. Yes, this happens because she found out that her man was sleeping with another man. And she had to make the decision whether or not am I going to stay. Am I going to stay because the bills are paid? He's working a great job. He makes excellent money. And the dude that he's sleeping with is in the NFL. And both of them make good stick around.
Ooh.
Then maybe the money will benefit me and I'll be well taken care of. So she looked
Ooh.
At the finance. Oh, yeah. Understand, folks. You don't understand whose show this is.
Were they married, Andy?
I'm sorry?
Were they married or are they married?
Couple was married. And
oh, no. She could have just divorced him and took all his money. That's how you do that.
Hey,
you know,
I told
you. Know,
text your friends. Y'all don't understand what goes down on this show. Text your friends. Hit your Facebook folks up because I might be talking about them tonight. You, me, and he.
I'm going to fall out.
646-727-327. Brings
you
a whole
thing with the
tight end, ladies and gentlemen, and wide receiver. Yeah, he was sneaking and freaking with a dude in the NFL. I'm not going to say no names, but the brother played for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let that go ahead and register. That eliminates only 53 people that we can talk about. So, therefore,
wow.
As the brother freaking with that boy with the tomahawk chop, she decided that maybe it's best if I stay in this relationship because it will take care of us financially. Like Nikki said, it's hard times out there.
No, I'm
not
say that.
I'm not.
Ain't nobody staying around for that, Andy.
Yeah, she wasn't concerned. paid about the car note being paid.
You know, that's what you call simple-minded and somebody who doesn't understand what it means to have a lawyer. She needs to check the laws in her state because some states, when you commit adultery like that, you can be not only divorced, but you can be sued. And we're not talking about 50% anymore. We're talking about 75%. So she might want, instead of being simple and looking at what's in front of her, might want to look down the road and go ahead and just go ahead and get that contract money before it's even signed. You know, he don't even have to sign. You know, the ink doesn't even dry yet before it's being signed over to you. You don't sell your soul to the devil just because of what some stuff looks like.
Right. Hey, check this out. For real. Whoever it is, that situation right there, Annie, y'all don't know that woman's lifestyle. She probably a couple of rags and riches. She don't know nothing about that. And so she figured, okay, she get that little money. She probably, everybody else probably told her. She figured she get that little money or whatever, then that's gone. She still love the guy. She's willing to accept that and keep that chain. Because she's going to find somebody, she's just hanging in there for the right being. I done told y'all. Y'all keep saying everything that I done told you.
If y'all happen to looking for this brother, he's not with the Chiefs this year, but he did play for them for 3 consecutive years. So understand, you better tell your folks to chime in tonight, or I'm talking about their business too. We don't mind over here on the online happy hour, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Join us in the chat room because Sharita's talking about it. She says a real woman cannot be bought.
Hello.
Exactly.
Or
so,
you think I'm exposing? You can't compete with a man. You are a woman. You cannot compete with a man. Please.
Let me tell you something. He could be a millionaire. But if he doo-doo chasing, I'm out.
He was a millionaire. He is. And he decided
Okay, well, guess what? I'm going
to
holler at you if you feel that you got to cheat on me with a dude. For real, a dude? Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? A woman is one thing, but a dude... I know I could not handle that. I can say that right now. I could not handle that. I wouldn't even have handled it as well as a woman in cover.
Yeah, folks, I'll talk about the business over here. We don't mind over here. Press option one if you want to get in on this conversation if you're on the phone line.
Nikki, can you handle, would you be able to handle that?
Handle what?
Oh.
A dude that's, like, gay?
Yeah, you was married, and then your
Because first of all, the marriage is a lie. I married you under the pretense that you were a heterosexual male, that you liked women. So
right.
The foundation isn't even right. And then you're exposing me to HIV.
Right.
Then you're putting me in a position that I can't even. If it was a woman, I can. You know, you can compete, or so we convince ourselves. But a man,
right.
There is absolutely nothing under the sun, moon, and stars that I could ever do for you. I'm not going to do anything, you know, way over the top with a strap on in regards to our sexual relationships, not going that route. So there is nothing I can do for you. And then on top of that, that is like the ultimate betrayal. You know, you have asked me to marry you. You stood in front of our family and our friends only to make me look like a fool. Man in the right state, you might get off with a cloud of passion. You got enough women on the jury. Because I'm telling you, that's enough to send me over the edge right there.
Yeah, he definitely would have a bullet in both legs and arms.
Oh, no, folks. Let's go to the phone lines and keep it cracking. Y'all know the call-in number, 646-727-3279. I want to take it to Indiana and let the folks chime in from Indiana. We got a caller on the line, ladies and gentlemen, that's calling in from Indiana with a phone number ending in 6007. Caller, you're on the online happy hour. Who is this?
Donye Washington.
Yeah, yo, what's good, my man?
Hey,
what's good?
Hey.
Good. Y'all talking about some deep stuff, man. I was on listening to the radio this morning. And dude, she was trying to set up a little romantic getaway, and dude talking about he inviting this guy. So, trust and believe.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, you heard it this morning. Man, that guy was so crazy. He talking about some. They like, shoot, we gonna get you some rose petals. They like, okay, I ain't tripping, you know. So maybe get on the phone talking about some. I'm trying to set this up for me and you, and you trying to go with your guy. You always with your guy. You down low?
And it's one thing to be gay, but it's another thing to be a down low brother. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I mean, that'll run any woman hot. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking about it straight, because I'm a straight up and down dude. So for you to just even have a thought, nobody want no two hard legs, nothing and bumping and grinding. What type of mess is that, you know?
Right.
But, you know, to each his own. But,
that's the realest part about it. They sometimes will stay in the relationship because for whatever reason, whether it's financial security, whether because they're ashamed to tell anybody else, they don't want to see counseling, and they think that they can work it out. Because sometimes they may feel it's their fault that their relationship got that way, so they want to fix it.
I mean, how do you fix something like that, though? You know what I mean?
What's that?
That's unfixable. I mean, you can't fix anything like that, you know?
Yep.
I mean,
in a situation where I was in, when me and Mike, the young lady I was dating, was doing her thing, and she decided to say, you know what, I got to hurry up and go home because she is going to be upset.
Yeah,
what do I mean by dating enough? So you have to understand the fact that, okay, well, what's going to happen with this situation? Is she going to turn around and be like, no, I can't deal with you because now you're dealing with a guy? No. She stayed because you can go deal with him, but I know when you come home, you're coming home to me. As long as he doesn't come here and disrupt our quote-unquote family, it's not going to be a problem. See, folks, I talk about this. We're talking about this.
With so many ignorant people in the world.
There's some bullshit,
stupid people out here.
There's some bullshit, right?
It happens.
You know, this is some fucking shit.
There are other people out there that are scared and afraid to admit that they've been in some tripped out triangles. And that's fine. Stay there. I'll talk about your situation for you. Why? Because we know some of them people out there are really not going to sit back and support the truth. They're not going to listen in and find out what's really going on in the world. Because there's other stuff out there that keeps them occupied. They can't get off the couch. They got to wash clothes. Their car was dirty. You know, they got to go to the grocery store because they forgot to buy some Tide. So they were too busy to listen to real talk conversation. Fine. Stay in your world. Because guess what? Because we know your situations and half of the subjects we talk about are about you in the first place, oh, we'll talk about it. You ain't got to be here for us to get your business out there. Now, we may leave your name out today. It's going to be told. That's what's up, yo. I appreciate you calling in, man. Don't let this be the last time. E-Dub, I want you to talk to the people, man. You up there in Kansas City, Kansas. I want to bring a caller on the line that wants to chime in from Kansas City, Missouri, over there in the Shelby State. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. Let's not let them.
Let's bring the folks in, man. You're calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Phone number ending in 9593. What's going on, bro?
What's cracking over there, brother? My name is Preacher Jones. I might have dialed the wrong number because I was calling in for the Holy Bible station, but I heard y'all talking about these sodomites, man. I'm just trying to figure it out. What the hell? What y'all talking about, brother?
So, as we talk about tonight, we appreciate you. Sometimes when you dial the wrong number, you end up dialing to the right conversation. But as we're talking about tonight, we're talking about you, me, and he. Those situations and relationships will extend, and people will be acceptable to living a life with somebody else in their relationship.
Well, that's what it
maybe
is.
You. Okay. Yeah, it happens, brother.
You know, I thought y'all was talking about Eddie Long for a second, man. I liked all this gay stuff y'all were talking about. But y'all talking about Eddie Long on there for a second, brother.
No, we're not talking about Bishop Eddie Long. No, we're not talking about him.
I was like, oh, man. That just threw me off, though. Well, I mean, in relationships, man, you know, relationships, they something else, you know. You know, I was in a situation with a young lady a long time ago, God rest her soul. But it's just the fact of the matter that she had this other guy, but, you know, I got over it. I got over it. See, it was just like this. You know, we was at Taco Bell, and it was just, you know, I'm thinking it's just been me and her for the past 6 months, you know. Just everything was everything. And then this brother, he rolled up in his Cadillac, similar to mine. You know, he looked almost like me, same perm, same suit. I'm like, what's going on here? And then he approached her and, you know, hey, baby. Baby, wait a minute. You know, this is my woman. This is what I've been seeing. That's my ring I put on her finger. You know, my promise ring I put on her finger. You know, and that's what it was. But she went on with it, man. And, you know, it broke the preach down. But, you know, I'm back. But it broke me down.
And I can understand. I can understand how that can happen.
So what do you feel? This is Miss Oatmeal. How are you doing this evening?
All right, Miss Oatmeal. All right, Oatmeal. I eat Oatmeal every morning.
Yes. Oatmeal is good for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I would like to ask you, so since we were talking about a particular scenario where the man was dipping out with another man and he was married, so what do you feel about woman?
A woman
cheating with a woman, but she's married. Or she has a boyfriend, or she's married to a man, and she's cheating with a woman. Now, these days, I've seen, you know, in movies and videos and on the radio and songs, it's like, okay, society is making it okay. And then these guys are like, yeah, ooh-wee, two females, oh, yeah, that's what's up. What do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, I know, with two women and stuff, man. I can't do all that now. You know, not even back in the day. I mean, you only get one at a time. You know, it's like what would have happened if you were in that situation and you're banging both of them, right, and you're knocking them and you're bringing their heads against the backboard and the headboard and all that stuff, and you knock both of them up. Then you got two babies, about two different women, then you got two problems. You know how much money that is? That's going to cost you four times your check. You got to pay for both of them and them babies, man. That's too much money. Like involved in all that, you know? I mean, then it's like, it don't make no sense, man. It don't make no sense. Marriage is an institution between a man and a woman. That's it. A man and a woman, not a man and a woman and another woman and another woman and another woman. It don't say nothing like that. It wasn't made like that.
Somebody once told me in the church house that God made Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve.
He sure didn't make Adam and Steve. That's for sure. You can't take two poles. Two poles, they ain't going to be able to hit together. You can't hit two poles together and make nothing. You can't do nothing but hurt yourself and look stupid.
Nikki, what do you feel about what's going on right now? What do you feel about the conversation?
I'm just a bystander at this point. I'm very seldom left speechless. But I obviously anything in life is possible. And so I'm just going to steer clear of this one.
Nikki, you can preach something, baby. It's all right. This is your boy, preach. I'm going to take care of you on this.
You sure?
I thought this was the Bible hour, but it's all right, though. I'm in the
gym. So, okay, well, you thought it was the Bible hour. Okay, so.
I sure did.
Okay, and I'm really honestly just a little bit taken aback by just your voice, if you will. You know, you have a very distinctive voice. So, yeah. So what were you expecting to get from the Bible hour, let me ask?
No, we were just talking about Jesus, you know. Jesus is God and, you know, all the good stuff about Jesus. That's all. I'm waiting for Brother Ezekiel, but I hit the wrong number, and that's what happened. He sent me a number through text, but I got the wrong number. But it's okay, though. I like the wrong number sometimes because, you know, I get to talk to you young people. And y'all talking about some very interesting stuff of what's going on in the world today that maybe a preacher, you know, didn't really know about, but I know about.
Okay.
But it's going on my head a little bit with all this menage a trois and all that stuff.
How old are you, preach?
I'm as young as I look and as old as I feel. I'm sorry, baby. I cannot reveal my age because it's just one of the things I don't do.
Well, we appreciate Reverend Durong for calling in tonight, man.
Exactly.
His opinion to talk about this show and this topic. And he, ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Durong has called in from Kansas City. Well, we so appreciate you for talking. in, man. Don't let this be the last time that you call in. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Pree.
All right, everybody. Y'all enjoy yourselves, young people. Be blessed. And stop all that menage a trois and stuff. That ain't what it is.
Okay. Right on, Pastor. Oh, no, calling in on the show, ladies and gentlemen. The truth shall be told and the realness shall be given, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's topic, you, me, and he on the online happy hour. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. If you want to join us in the chat room, Miss Sherry is in there. E-Dub, Sharita, myself, and Mr. Will C is going down. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, was with the Z. If you want to speak on the subject tonight and you called in on the phone, press option 1 on your phone line to chime in on this topic. I mean, the truth is and needs to be told. We're talking about you, me, and he. What are we going to do about this? Carl Thomas wrote a song about it. I wish I never met her because she was dealing with me, but she never left her own family.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue is, if I never would have met this woman, I wouldn't have these feelings, and I wouldn't have to go through this situation because he's talking about on the outside looking in. Now, I got to watch this woman deal with her family, deal with this man, and deal with this child. She's never going to leave them and choose me. But yet, he was okay with being in that place. Mm-hmm. He didn't get out of control. He didn't come to the house knocking on doors. He didn't disrespect Christmas time. He didn't call after 11 p.m. because that's her home.
Right.
And that's her house. So what does that other person have to deal with? I know that I want to be with you, but I can't because you are with somebody else, but I'm not going to leave you. Word. There are some people on this line that may not know that feeling. Oh, but I know some people who have gone through that situation. And because they do not support this show, I have every right, because we pay the bills here, to talk about their situation. Understand this, Miss Nikki. Understand this, E-Dub, that there are people out there that I know personally who have dealt with situations and they were okay knowing that their other significant other was doing their thing with their family. So when holidays came around, they drank themselves under the table because they sent that text message out and nobody responded. They called after that. We would go out on certain situations. Everybody's dating somebody and we're all having a good time, but you always show up by yourself because you really believe and honestly truly think that somebody's going to really want to be with you. But no, no. They want to keep you on the sideline right where you at because you're only good for that moment in time. Not with the family. Not when time matters. But just on that time when I need you. And if you don't answer my phone when I call you, then I'm going to continue to stay with the person that I'm with. But you become complacent. I'm sorry. They became complacent with that situation to say, yeah, I'm okay with being here. This is as good as I really need to be. Yeah, I know you. I'm talking about your situation. You might as well text your family and friends, let them know to go ahead and chime in on this topic, because I might talk about them too. And that's just being real, folks. You got people that are just okay with being on the sidelines and playing in the fourth quarter when the game is almost over. You may get a little cleanup time. And you've seen the NBA playoffs. My Lakers are out, and that's cool. Luke Walton got to play. The game was pretty much over. We know you're here. We're just going to give you a little bit of time in between because the real person that's in the driver's seat, you know, he's occupied right now. But they're okay with staying there. How do y'all feel about that?
Well, you know what? Like Nikki said earlier, there are consequences
to doing
that, to cheating, to any party. If you're the mistress, the mister, or if you are the person that is in the marriage or the relationship that is doing the cheating,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be consequences.
Really?
If you don't know how long your butt whooping is going to get
mm-hmm.
from doing
mm-hmm.
what you
yep.
it could last for years. Who's to say how long your karma is going to be? You don't know that. You do not know that. It could be the longer that you continue to do this, the longer it's going to hit you, the longer later on down the road when you've gotten better in your life and you've gotten it all together, you're not cheating no more,
mm-hmm.
and then boom.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. It just starts beating you up in your head. Just start tearing you up. Just start tearing you up. Just start tearing you up. I know people that that's happened to.
Really?
Yes. Later on down the line, it just starts slapping them all up in their head, all kinds of ways.
Hmm.
People not understanding, it's going to come back on you. If you're the mistress, if you're the mister, if you're the person that is in the marriage and committed relationship that's dipping out, you're going to get yours.
Uh-oh.
But I guess, like you said, they're shade under, they think they're shade under invincible.
Uh-huh. That's what happens.
So, therefore, they go out and feed their flesh of what it is that they want. Because they want what they want when they want it. So they're willing to take this risk. Even if their life gets better along the line, later on, they not realizing that that karma is going to come back on you. I don't care who you are. You see, you got pastors, famous pastors and reverends and preachers that have dipped out.
Right.
And then here you come later on down the line, they got a little love child that pop up from somebody on the side. And the whole world knows at that point what you were doing.
Wow. They don't understand it, Ms. Oatmeal.
It's going to happen.
I want to take it to the phone lines, let somebody chime in from Funky Town, Fort Worth, Texas. Sweetheart, understand, ladies and gentlemen, they call from all over the country to chime in on the topic tonight. You, me, and he is the topic here on the online happy hour. We have a caller from Fort Worth, Texas, Tarrant County, Texas, that is. Phone number ending in 2771. Who is this?
Hi, this is Charlie.
What's going on, Charlie?
Speaking of karma, I think I got a little karma myself. I was dating a guy once, and in the beginning, I cheated, and I was like, I told myself I was just trying to see whether or not I really wanted to be with him or not. Well, later on down in the relationship, he told me that he cheated as well. I was like, okay, you know, we both made a mistake. We both fell short. But he took it very hard, and every time we had an argument about it, he would run. Well, I kept wondering why was he always running whenever we had an argument. Well, he broke down crying in tears, basically with his knees to his chest, boohooing and crying. And it took him 5 minutes to tell me what was wrong. Well, his story was his brother, he walked in on his brother molesting a little boy. So I was kind of, I didn't get on the understanding of what it was. I didn't get it. Well, I started to think back to, as far as our sex life, he kind of liked kinky sex as far as some anal penetration on himself. So I kind of believe that the actual molestation was himself. He got molested by his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had a friend that he dealt with that was kind of, he was kind of sweet, but every time he came around, he was always talking about girls. Well, long story short, I couldn't deal with the competition because I felt like once I thought about it, whenever we went out, it was always like we was at Taco, some Mexican place, and it was the waiter kept looking at him. He's acting like he don't see it, but I see it. It's obvious because he's not hiding it at all. He's not our waiter, but he's making his way over there to take care of us. Long story short, I think that he was a down-low brother, and that was my karma for cheating on him in the beginning. I got more than what I beckoned for or what I signed up for. Luckily, I didn't get anything out of it as far as any diseases or anything, but it's the fact that karma is real, you know, and it can happen to anyone. So it was scary just knowing the fact that it actually happened to me. And, of course, he never admitted to it, but I know it was him. For him to cry like that, I know seeing something like that could be hard, but I really believe that it was something that happened to him, you know. So, and I thought I could deal with him cheating. I was like, well, I made a mistake. You know, we make a mistake, we fall, because I put him on the pedestal and thought that he would never cheat on me. So it was a slap in the face. You live and you learn.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling in, sister. Thank you for sharing.
Yes, that was very deep. Thank you.
And she brings, thank you, Charlie, so much for calling in. She brings up a good point, because they hold that inside.
Right.
And they keep that thing bottled up and find it so difficult to go ahead and release the conversation to tell what happened, and they don't want to let that thing go. So it may cause them to do other things outside the relationship, but you still tend to make that false impression up front, the lie, and say, you know what, I still want to be with you. Real talk tonight, folks. I don't understand it. help me understand how we can talk about real topics, come with true scenarios, grow each other, help each other.
I don't know what's wrong
with you. Some people just don't understand. If you have a business and you need to flourish it, and we have people chime in from all over the country, you would think that people would want to advertise their business. See, we're here at the Online Happy Hour, and with How Was Your Weekend as a company, we encourage you to make your money. I don't want your money. Miss Oatmeal doesn't want your money. She's got her own thing going on. We help, we encourage people to do their own thing. Now, I challenge you, callers, listeners, bloggers, if you have your own business, I challenge you to separate yourself from the hustler and advertise on this show. Now, tell me, where else can you go and advertise your business for free to over 8,000 people who may need your services? Maybe you really don't have a business and you talk that talk just to impress other people. That could be you. That could be somebody you know. And that kind of attitude isn't welcome here, because we believe in real talk and real conversation. Charlie talked about it for real. My man, Yayo talked about it for real. You know, E-Dub is going to keep it 100.
I ain't got no choice.
That Nikki's going to keep it 100. And Reverend Durong called in from Kansas City, and the pastor broke down and spoke real on it. So let's go ahead and keep it real, if folks don't mind going back to the phone lines and listen to the number one man himself, Chosen One Sports' very own, Big Ray's in the place. Big Ray, what's going on, bro?
Big Ray, Andy Brown, hey, what's going on? This is Big Ray from Chosen One Sports and BigRayInternational.com. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, brother.
Hello, Big Ray, how you
doing? The wonderful Oatmeal Brown. First, I was going to call in the clown, but, you know, I got to go and tell the truth. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a firm foundation in your situation and pray without ceasing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just forget to speak the word on their situation. You know, and sometimes, a lot of times people go into situations knowing it's not right. Sometimes you just got to flow with the spirit and be like, hey, is this the right one? Is this right? And sometimes a lot of people just don't open their mouth. The Bible says you get not because you ask not. All you got to do is ask, who sent you? Whose are you? What are your intentions? What are you looking for? What is your agenda? What do you hope to expect to gain from this here relationship? And then in the guys of business, a lot of people, they need to be about business. You're going to have a business. You need to run your business properly. Go ahead and spend some money to make some money. And over here, you're getting your opportunity to make some money for free. Go ahead. You know you got to properly promote it in order to have it come back to you hundredfold. But Andy Brown, I'm just thankful for the program. I appreciate everything y'all do. And, you know, you got to keep working at it to make it work.
Absolutely.
Well, Big Ray, you spoke a powerful word, and you are absolutely 100% correct with what you're saying. You know, it's the situation and it's what you agree upon, and you got to pray on everything that's going on. But, see, sometimes people are praying for a miracle. That's not the answer. God is showing them one answer, and they're like, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. No, I want to see this man turn into the perfect husband or this woman turn into the perfect wife. Send me another answer, Lord. That's not the one that I want.
Uh-oh.
So people don't know when to let go.
A wolf in sheep's clothing is still a wolf. You knew it was a wolf when you first got him. He revealed himself. You just turned your eye. Well, he got on sheep's clothes. I'm going to play the role like he a sheep.
But it's good. But it's a good wolf, though. That's a good wolf. It's a good wolf.
Hey, people have certain tendencies and characteristics. Wolves got some things they do great and some things you hate.
Right. And something about that wolf.
I know what it is about that wolf. He make you howl. Make you go, woo! But they say the same thing to make you laugh can make you cry.
There you go.
You know, Sharita's in the chat room, and she just made the post. He's not going to send you what you want. He's going to send you what you need.
Right. Also, Monica, who couldn't get in because the phone lines are jam-packed, sent me a text message.
Okay.
And this is her message. She said infidelity is not going anywhere. A relationship is defined by what we agree upon. A lot of it goes back to the courage that it takes to be honest and upfront at all costs.
Uh-oh.
That's from a girl, Monica, who keeps it 100% real.
Hey, y'all.
Tell your ghetto friends. Tell your friends. Tell your slow motion friends. Don't ever call here. If they don't believe in change, and they don't believe that their life is ever going to be any different than what it is, don't ever call here. But if they understand that, you know what, sometimes it just you just have to be different and move out of your own box and get out of your own way
right.
to learn about life, online happy hour is where they need to be. My man Will C put out here, when you put in a situation, God always leaves a way to escape from it. We just don't listen, unfortunately. And that's being real. We'll tell them the truth. The chat room gets off. The callers know what's going on. The bloggers have an idea of the truth. And, I mean, we all come together as family and tell what's going on, man. This is what we're all about. So the folks out there that don't understand this and would rather deal with the drama and would rather us continue to have more information to talk about each and every week, I'm good with that. Stay there.
And you know what? Let me give y'all some damage that can be done. But not thinking about this, you know, seriously and taking this to heart. Say you go out and you cheat. If you're a woman, say you're a man. You go out and you cheat, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got this mistress on the side. She gets pregnant. You got a whole other family on the other side of town, right? So she has this child. And you're taking care of this child on the low-low, or
wow.
You make tell your family about it later on, that they may just so happen to find out about it. You keep your family.
Right.
But what about that child who has to grow up without his father in the house? His father is somebody who already had a family because his mama was a mistress.
Uh-oh.
What about that? You know, that's a generation of what you did. This person is kind of having to pay for that because their father was somebody else's father.
Wow.
Who was married family. So therefore, he grows up. You know, no telling what happens to him. He grows up to be a child because he always has to think about that. Always has to think about how he was conceived and then how he has to grow up and live based on somebody else's fleshly wants. Both parties, his mother and father. But just think about what it does. And then when that man gets older and he has to think about the consequences and what happens to that child and what he did to that child, guess what? That's going to eat him up to the day that he goes to his grave. Even if he prays about it and asks for forgiveness, he still has to think about that. See, that's how that karma will keep slapping you in your head. See, people don't realize that it will come back to get you. I have not known one individual who has dipped out in a committed married relationship that has not received karma. I know not one. No, not one. God told y'all not to do it, so I don't understand why you feel you can do it anyway. There's some things that are tied to that. The consequences is rough.
Well, that's because they are a shade under invincible. And they believe that as long as they're in their youth and everything is working all right for them and they can walk around, move around, ain't no serious problems, they're going to get away with it. But it's not until they get older and realize that, you know what, I can't get them years back, I can't get that mistake back, that I need to go on and tell somebody else what not to do because I was too stupid to not even want to follow my own direction. And get in line. So you got to have good people around you to give you the right idea and the right direction. That's what's going on. You, me, and he, ladies and gentlemen, people commit to making mistakes. People stay in committed relationships knowing good and well that, like Nikki said, they committed to one person, but yet they want to commit to somebody else too. They want to have their cake and eat it too. So is it feasible? Does it last a long time? Some people get away with it.
You never get away with it.
Well, here's the deal. Because I want you to understand this. There are people out there who have, even in today's time, have separate families on the other side of town.
Well, if I could be so real for a minute,
if you're riding with your homie, you know, you may be in the car with your significant other. Y'all been together, you know, for years and years and years. You know, and all your children are grown. But all of a sudden, you look in the back seat, and you see squeaky toys, teething rings. Why? Because all of a sudden, he had a baby by somebody else who he'd been sneaking and freaking with, and he'd been taking care of that whole other family on the side, making sure they're okay. But he's coming home, and he's sleeping with you in the household. I don't think it doesn't happen, folks, because I'm talking about people I know. And I'm going to continue to talk about people I know. Why? Because they don't support this show. And I'm just going to go ahead and go off what's going on. We have a caller that wants to chime in from California IA that wants to get off on this topic tonight. You, me, and he. We have a caller calling in from California IA. Phone number ending in 5375. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
This is City. Caller from L.A.
What's going on, bro? Talk to us.
What's
going on, bro? How you doing?
It could be a reverse situation. Well, not even just that, but, brother, I mean, 95 out of 10, I'm speaking from, you know, Compton, Inglewood, Watts. If they have another one, they're not going to take care of the kid. So it creates a super bad situation because not only is it affecting – it's in several lives. Like if it's a wife involved, she gonna get left with kids. And if it's a mistress involved, 9 out of 10, she gonna get left with a kid too. Ain't a whole lot of them going back and taking care of a kid on the other side of the on the other side of town. I don't see that happening too often.
Oh, but it does.
Oh yeah, it does. It does. It happens. My grandfather did it for quite some time. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what we do, right? We keep it real. So when my grandfather passed away, God rest his soul, about 5 years ago, my grandmother was very much aware, and this is where you have to understand the strength and the endurance of women from that era. My grandmother knew good and well that my grandfather and I didn't have one child. Not two children, not three children, but approximately 6 or 7 on the other side of town. So at his funeral, when he passed away, here comes the other family. Now, me and my cousins and, you know, a couple of his, you know, younger siblings had no idea. But all of the older siblings knew. My dad knew. My dad's second older sister knew. They all knew. And so when this woman and this other small starting 5 or 6 proceeded into the funeral home, we were looking like, wow, they sure do look like us. Or they sure do look like, yeah, real talk, they sure do look like granddad. And, you know, when they got there, obviously awkward silence. And then my grandmother politely leaned over and told, you know, my dad, who's the oldest, you know, I know who she is. And out of respect, I'll allow her here. But she, you know, she kind of just ran it down. And my grandmother was one of those women who didn't say much at all. But when she said something, she meant it. So the funeral proceeds, you know, and next thing I know, we're looking up and we're talking to, you know, my dad is talking to his brother. You know what I'm saying? And it was kind of one of those things where as a child I think back. I remember my grandfather not being home every night. I would spend the night over my grandmother and grandfather's house, and I would just think, it's Friday night. Where's granddad? He was over there with the other family. Or he would just come in and be there for a couple hours and then leave back out. And now looking back, yeah, he had two families. Sure did. And then my grandmother, no education, no job, 8 kids, no options, stayed in that marriage. So, you know, again, you don't know. I know my grandmother's situation and I know why she did it. But it goes without saying that she was definitely a better woman than I could have ever been in that particular situation, doing what she needed to do for her family.
Uh-huh.
I totally understand. You know, it's throughout my family, my immediate and my family. You know, there's a cousin that was an outside child, or they come along, or you hear some things about, you know, later on down the line, somebody has passed away, and then you start finding out information. Or myself, I have a little brother. He's 24 years old. My parents were married for 38 years. How'd that happen? My mom didn't have him. But he has to deal with, you know, what, you know, growing up without that father figure in his household and how all that went down.
And
so
it's
real. It's real in these streets. It goes down, and it's never going to stop, you know, because it's been going on since.
Right.
Which is what I don't understand. These generational curses are not going anywhere if we keep perpetuating the same behavior. You know, how do you expect the next generation to do better when their role models, us and the generation before us, is just so piss poor when it comes to temptations of the flesh? How do you expect them to do better when, you know, we're no better at the end of the day?
You know, that's just something that you're going to have to deal with. In my book, Second Place Women That Come In First, one of the chapters that we talk about from the wife's perspective is staying in the relationship because they know what's going on. They know what's happening. And the reason that they stay is because they know where that person is. They know what's going on. And it's not like they got to go find them. It's not really considered cheating and freaking around if I know where he's going to be at.
Yeah.
So if it's about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and he's not at home, and he's not working, he's not with the boys, I know where he is, and I've accepted the fact that I'm okay with that.
Don't
act
like y'all. Self-worth. That's self-worth right there.
Women need to know that this happens more often than not. I'm talking about your situation out there, people. Whether they want to be quiet, they want to understand that, yeah, it happens. I watch your situations. I see what you do. I've written a book about it. Second place women that come in first. It's a real topic. It's a real issue. And people need to understand what's going on in their relationships because you're not the first one. You're not the only one. But we're going to talk about you because, like Nikki said, it's a generational curse. You don't want to do what it takes to break that curse, and you don't want to step out the box and allow yourself to say, you know what, this isn't right. See, one thing that I was told, like a lot of y'all were told, E-Dub was told by a woman that told him some knowledge. And I'm going to tell y'all some truth that I've heard that is some knowledge myself. I was told once by a woman that said a woman born between 1938 and 1958 will never apologize for anything.
Wow.
She'll watch the situation go down. She'll see. She'll know somebody else has her man in these hours. She knows the situation is happening, but she won't say a thing. But when her daughter has to go through that situation, she doesn't say anything to her daughter. She doesn't say anything to her niece, her nephew, her sister. The first thing she's going to do is say, she'll learn. Let her go through it. And then once the girl goes through it, she goes through all the heartache and the pain and the hurt. She'll turn around and say, I told you. Girl, you should know better. But nobody ever took the time to say, you know what? Your value is worth more than that. You don't have to go through what I went through. I can see the signs right now, and I'm going to tell you what not to do. I'm going to tell you what's about to happen. You don't want to step up and help that young lady go through that situation. So what do? You sit back and you, as a hater, allow that to go ahead and happen and not stop the situation because you know that the girl is trying to do something to better her life and she's making a bad decision.
Hey.
So you allow it to happen because maybe it happened to you or maybe that she sees something good in you, but she wants you to still fall down because she doesn't want anybody to be better than her. Are you serious? Oh, trust me. If you know the number of Facebook friends that I have right now, pick one. Anyone. And I'm pretty sure I can say yes, that situation is happening to them right now. It's the truth, y'all. And I dare somebody call in and say that I'm wrong, because I'm not, and it's the truth. And I'm going to let you know that each and every week here on the Online Happy Hour. Tell your mama, tell your sister, tell your friends, tell your family. Oatmeal Brown comes with the realness. E-Dub comes with the street. You know what I'm saying? Nikki's going to keep it real no matter what she says. And we just going to let y'all know what's going down. This is family. We're trying to build you up, but you want to tear each other down. Why? Because it's easier to push down than it is to lift up.
Say that.
Somebody tell me if I'm wrong on that one.
Say it
again. It's easier to push down than to build and push somebody up.
I agree with you, Andy. I'm kind of like this. I got a little opinion here. At the end of the day, you know, for those that have, you know what I'm saying, took the initiative to try to tell that person, because what you just spoke on, it's not just dealing with a lot of the adults. It's a lot of these youth that are going through that same situation right now. But they take on the roles like they're adults or whatever. They feel they know everything, just like some of these adults feel they know everything. So if you go out and you reach out an olive branch or whatever to try to tell this sister or this brother, hey, man, you wrong. Man, get out of my business. Leave me alone. You see what I'm saying? You don't know me. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, took the initiative. So now, because being me, I done been in that position where I done tried to say, hey, you don't want to do that. Just stay out of my business. That's why a lot of times I have the attitude that I have. You can tell them and try to teach them or whatever, but at the end of the day, they still have to make the final decision. And ain't nobody said nothing about that. Yeah, it's wrong. But at the end of the day, that person has to make that final decision whether or not they're going to choose to listen to you. Because a lot of times they look at the messenger, not the message. Because you might have messed up or what have you. They like, well, look at you to call the kettle black. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
Now you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So what do you do?
Do you know what? You are supposed to tell them if they're wrong. Now, you can't. You can lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink. That's all you can do. Don't say nothing else. They don't need to be calling you, oh, I can't believe this just happened to me. Oh, this is wrong. No, it ain't.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That
I mean, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, but you do
pay for. Exactly.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you can't make nobody, but you are supposed to tell them. See, some people just let you go ahead and just fall in a damn ditch. They won't even tell you, hey, you better fall in a ditch. So,
after I done already tried to warn you, and I done beat it in your head, and I done did everything, I done took your cursing me out and all that old stuff, I will be the first one to come back when that shit fails and say, I told you, Andy. So I'll let you know up front. After I done warned you, because for real, if I got a fire on and I say, go stick your hand in that fire, it's going to burn. And you stupid enough to see that I just burnt my hand the other day and you still going to do it, damn it, I'll push you off the bridge too. Don't act like you're going to jump. Let's see how real you are about it. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit. I ain't got time for it. And a lot of people do.
That's just being real, E. For those who want to chime in on the topic, our show is just about up for the night. 646-727-3279. Press option 1 if you want to chime in on the topic tonight. We're talking about you, me, and he. What we going to do? They're okay with having somebody else in the relationship. But we're talking about.
Are they okay with being beside peace?
Yeah.
You know, I got an auntie. She was side piece as long as I've known. You know what I'm saying? From I was a little girl. I don't know what she's doing now, but she ain't never been married.
Mm.
was a side piece for a long time. Like, really? I mean, I know good and well that ain't right.
Right.
But I'm like, dang. So did you, you know, I wish I could ask her, did she ever want to ever have a man of her own? And if she did, why didn't she stop doing that? Because you got to get yourself right before you feel that you deserve something that you want. Yeah. Instead of thinking you can roll over into the next best thing when you was doing something shady the whole time. Like, why do people think that? Do they think if they're the mistress or the mister, or if they are in a relationship or a marriage and they cheat, they get out of that, that they're going to roll back into, they're going to roll into a good situation? Do they feel it's going to go down like that, or do they feel they need to get a break?
You know, I'll
should they break and figure out what it is that they really need and want in their life? Because how could you know if you was already messing up? Really?
I've had ladies even tell me, you know, I should have been your auntie. Okay, what happened?
And you know what, guys? We could actually take it one step further and say that a lot of this, we talk about self-worth and how you feel about yourself, but there are a lot of things that happen to us in our childhood that we suppress, whether we realize it or not. And when we become adults, we find ourselves right back in those same situations that we were in as children and young adults and didn't have a voice. But because of our culture and the way we are raised and we are taught that children are to be seen and not heard. You didn't have an opinion growing up. You wore what your mother told you to wear. You ate what she told you to eat. You did what your father told you to do. There is very, very, very seldom that you grew up having an opinion. So now as an adult, they thrust you out into the world at the age of 18, and you're expected to be able to make not only decisions, but right decisions, smart choices that will continue you on to your, in your on your path of adulthood. But what you do, you retreat because you're still an infant when it comes to making decisions for yourself because you were never allowed to make them growing up. And this is why women can constantly find themselves in relationships being a side piece. This is why men can constantly find themselves in relationships with good women but don't know how to commit because they don't even know what to expect for themselves because they've never been given the opportunity.
Wow.
Hey, you're right. You're right, because I know if I would have gotten married out of college, I'd have been divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Because
like a lot of our fellow Gramblinites are.
Right. If they could see it, gave me the application look of how marriage is supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
right? And this man comes along, and he good on paper. And then I get in a relationship, I'd have been lost as all outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have had some foundation, but I would have been lost. And I would have helped mess it up. I know good
yep.
well I would have messed it up back then. If I look back now how I was then, oh, I would have messed that right on up.
And as long as you can look in your, the most important thing I think any person can do every morning is look in the mirror and ask yourself real questions. Am I going to be the best me I can possibly be today? Am I going to add value and do no harm to every person I come across? If you can answer those two questions first thing in the morning, you'll feel better about yourself throughout the day. Just, that's what it's really about. Being the best you can be, and when you are the best you can be, you're better in relationships. You're better at friendships. You're better at whatever you do for a living. You're just a better person all the way around. But if you can't even look at yourself in the mirror and address your own faults, because we all have them, if you can't look at yourself and address them, nobody as an adult is going to help you fix your own BS. Nobody has time for that. They're dealing with their own. So you got to be able to look in the mirror, swallow that grown-up pill, peel back those layers, and say, you know what, growing up I dealt with this, but I understand it, so this is how I'm going to deal with it. And I know it's a flaw in me, but I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. People don't like to do that anymore. We like to walk around because we got the car and the clothes and the house and the career and the money. We like to walk around and let those things speak for us all the while, dying on the inside. And you wonder why he's stepping out, because he's tired of your crazy ass.
Hello.
Oh,
Nikki,
come
right.
Get the truth with this.
Exactly. And not going to the court and not looking in the mirror and not just looking
right.
at, ooh, my hair look good, yes,
exactly.
yes, I'm good. What about what's going on the inside? Have you truly tapped into that? Have you truly tapped? But guess what? When you do, it speaks. It speaks a whole nother value.
A whole, whole nother.
People don't understand that. While they speaking on this Picasso painted picture, and they think they speaking on the real, and they're not. Because they're not speaking from the core. They're not speaking from being able to look at that man in the mirror with those layers peeled off, with those layers peeled back, and say, you know, am I being the best person that I can be, truly and honestly? I'm talking about all get up, down, board. No, I'm not going to ever be perfect, but am I going to work on self? Am I really going to work on self? Am I not going to be combative, or I'm not going to put up this wall? Am I really going to work on self so I can find true freedom? People don't do it. They think they're right, and they get stuck in this mentality. And they don't understand once they get out of that, you're so much freer. You are a true free person.
Right.
If you want to be free, you must first be. That's it.
Wow.
You don't even have to speak it. I mean, it just sparks so much sunshine, light, value, like a light pops on that ain't never popped on before. You thought that light was on.
What did Nikki just say? If you do what now?
If you want to be free, you must first be.
You must first be. Do y'all understand that she comes with the truth on here and Ms. Oatmeal comes with the realness 101? Folks, we ain't playing no games. We just trying to make you better. And if you don't want to grow, stay stunned. Because that's what it's all about.
Because we're growing.
And we ain't stopping.
We got to research. We got to become wise.
Right.
Before we get on this phone and talk to anybody else. It doesn't make any sense.
And I want to just say thank you for everybody that chimed in tonight. I think this has been a wonderful show. Nikki, you did your thing. You made the great points. E-Dub did his thing. Reverend Durong. E-Dub, Big Gray chimed in, Chosen One Sports, representing, you know what I'm saying? And that's just what it is. We have callers from all over the country chime in and be real and keep it 100 because they can. Where else can you go, folks, and speak your mind and talk about what's going on in our society? Follow us, ladies and gentlemen. Oatmeal Brown has the music coming out. You've seen her knick-knack video on Facebook and on YouTube. Also, make sure you get that ringtone and download that. Now, you know gas is high. Everybody's complaining about gas being $4 and $5 a gallon. So if $4 and $5 a gallon is a problem for you, just take 99 cents and download the ringtone. Show your support. That's too much. I don't want to be doing all that. But if you had something going on, you'd want somebody to support you. I don't understand it. Do what you do. Growth is inevitable if you do the right thing. I promise you that.
Definitely.
Understand it, folks. Look out for Oatmeal Brown's track, Sexy Hood Dime, coming out. It's about to hit the airwaves. Book signing and listening party coming soon to the DFW. And also be taking note, second place women who come in first. It's the hot new book that I put out. Make sure you pre-order your copy today. Follow us on Facebook. Hit me up at andybrownspeech.com. Grow your business, folks. Advertise with us on the show for free. Let's see how bad you want to make your own money.
That's right.
And my client list is growing. Contact me for a free consultation and learn more about my services as a certified professional life coach. andybrownspeech.com. On behalf of the callers, listeners, and bloggers, we wrap up the show today, and we want to say thanks to the folks who chimed in and gave their thoughts and fantastic. What's real? Contact the real. This is how we get down. Folks, log in, listen, and learn with the people next week as we come back with another hot topic. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown, God first.
Tonight to the fam, go miles to the flat, and we go.
I make them drop out like a tie, I make them gas, break, stop, cause they want what I got. the knick-knack patty wax by the side of the bag. But would you think that these are fitting in the seven jeans? Cornbread, collard greens, red beans, mac and cheese. I know you like the baby, please. So let me put your mind at ease. What? So let me put your mind at ease.